Hi, and welcome to another Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Tom.
And this week we're talking about ships.
Ships.
Boats or spacecrafts or any kind of thing that you would classify as a ship. We're not talking about relationships. We're not talking about that weird app thing that you can date people on. We're talking about...
there's a dating app called Ship.
I don't know. Maybe I saw it in a TV show. I don't know. I've been married for so long. I don't know what the dating apps are called anymore.
Trash. Well, they're called trash.
I'm excited about this one. I actually had a really hard time coming up with my list because I love spaceships so much. But I think this is going to be a very interesting one, and I'm interested to talk about what we consider and classify as a ship. I think we'll talk about that when it gets there. But what's everybody been doing this week? Shane, what have you been doing?
All right, so quite a few things, actually. I finally got all four of the illuminated DIY Christmas decorations in Animal Crossing, and I know it's after Christmas, but I finally got them.
Nice.
I was going to say, did you get them on sale since it was after Christmas?
No, I actually bought one from someone, and then I started getting them out of the little balloons that float by the island, which are really randomly generated, so I consider myself very lucky that I got the rest of them that way. But in Animal Crossing, the Christmas decorations last until January 15th, I believe, which is why I got them after Christmas, which is also my luck. So my island is still decorated for Christmas, but that'll change soon, because it's now winter, and we have other winter items.
Nice.
I also restarted my Book a Month challenge because we're in a new year. It's 2021. And my January book, technically I read a short story that's in my Badlands series that I absolutely love, but that was like 32 pages and I seriously read it in 2 days. So I wanted to do a novel and I'm reading Medley Kids, which Reggie let me borrow, and I'm absolutely loving every minute of it.
It is a really, really good book. Shane, do you want to tell the folks what it's about?
I'll try, and then you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm only in the beginning. But it is a darker version of a Scooby-Doo-like gang set in a Lovecraftian universe.
That's it.
It's great. I'm loving it, and I'll let you know if I still like it by the end.
I loved it. I've actually read it twice. Because the first time I read it, I was like, okay, that was cool. And then I put it down. And then like a year later, I was like, wait, what actually happened? So then I reread it and I loved it. I'm really glad that you borrowed it. And I hope Tom will take it next so we can have like a book club or something.
Yes, we could discuss it.
I might do that, but I also have like 1,000 books that I still have to read.
True, very true. The other thing that I wanted to share is I did some end-of-the-year calculations for 2020, and I wanted to look at, because this past year was a year where I really wrote the most I think I may have ever written. So I added all of my words from As the Beanstalk Turns, from the two novels I read that I wrote, some other works that I kind of worked on, but I did not count anything that I worked on and did not complete. And my word count for the year is one of my highest ever. I wrote 193,524 words last year. So I'm a little proud of that.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I'll be writing one novel this year that I know of, and who knows what else. I finished my secret play. I know I've mentioned that on here before, but I didn't mention last week that I actually finished it.
Super secret.
And hopefully might have some news about that in the near future, maybe.
It's exciting.
Yes, and actually I have a lot going on this week, so I apologize, but just a few more things I wanted to mention. I just today finished Star Trek Discovery Season 3. I watched the season finale. It's phenomenal. I encourage you to watch it if you're a Star Trek fan. I really loved it.
We will be watching it actually when we get done recording tonight.
Yes.
Very nice.
And then I started the what is unfortunately the last season of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, because I love that show. Started that and I'm partway through it.
I have the comics. Have you read them?
No, I have not. I want to, though.
Next time when we're together, I have the comics. I'll send them home with you. It's in one, like, trade.
Good.
I'm a season behind. We never got around to watching season 3. So we're trying to avoid spoilers, but we're going to try to binge it soon.
Yes. Well, no spoilers here, except that it's amazing because it's Sabrina. And I also wanted to mention that I realized I bought a bunch of Lego Dimensions way back when, but I bought them on sale and I haven't put them together. So I am trying to work on that as much as I can. And the last thing I wanted to mention should be a celebration because, I don't know if you guys heard, Calu was canceled.
Wow.
The little kid with... Wait, he does or he does not have...
He does not have cancer, Reggie. He's just bald.
Okay.
So as adults, everyone, we won. However, we let that last 20 years.
That was 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, Caillou. I think I mispronounced it when I was so excited to say it was canceled. But yeah, Caillou is it's a 20-year-old show, and PBS is finally pulling the plug for all of our six.
Shane, you really hate that, huh?
Well, I had to mention it because it's in our worst episode, and if you've ever watched just a portion of it, it's really annoying.
Nice. Well, that sounds like a busy week.
Yes. What about you, Tom?
Well, I'm glad you had a busy week because mine was not particularly busy when it comes to what I've been nerding out on. I guess I've just been exhausted, just watching shows with Allison a lot. We're rewatching Criminal Minds, so that's been taking up quite a bit of time. Let's see. I watched the movie Breaking Away the other night, which is, I'm a big nerd for sports movies. It's about a guy who lives in Bloomington, Indiana, and he's a local, and it's the whole dynamic of living in a college town as a local, and that obviously we all live in college town. So it's a pretty cool story. It's an underdog biking movie.
Right.
Always a big fan of those. Been reading Mason's book. I still want to wait until I read a bit more to talk about it. My progress slowed down on it a bit just because I've been reading on my phone, and when I don't have an actual book, it's a lot harder for me to jump into a book and stay into it. It's a great book so far. I really enjoy the world building that he did, and I will definitely be talking about it more at some point.
I still haven't started that yet.
I'm also on Super Smash Bros. Still, just trying to go through that adventure mode, unlock all the characters and that. It's going, but it's getting really repetitive. And yeah, so need to get more games for the Switch.
You can unlock them by just having like battles playing against the computer, the AIs, for, you know, like 3 or 4 other people.
Yeah, I mean, I did it. I unlocked all the characters for like classic mode, but like the characters that you can play as in adventure mode is unlocking those. We had a territory war in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, which is where you there's guilds in that game, and you and another guild, basically you set up a defense with all of your squads, and then you save some for offense, and you basically go to war with each other. It's pretty fun, also pretty frustrating. And then finally, I started a book called Drugs in the Third Reich, which my mom got me for Christmas. It's basically a book about how in Nazi Germany, everyone was constantly stoned. You know, like all the illegal drugs now, like cocaine and heroin and all that stuff that used to be sold under like name brands and stores. And they're talking about how like in the it was like the late 20s, Germany was the biggest exporter of cocaine in the world.
Wow.
So oh, wow.
It's very interesting how, I haven't gotten far in it, but just how the legal drug trade used to work in that. I'm a pretty big history nerd, so it's been a good one so far, but that's been about my week. I'm just exhausted and need a nap.
Well, that sounds
very cool.
Like a chill week, at least, you know.
Oh yeah, I need those every now and then, but I really want to get back into reading more comics. I need to do that.
We all need to. Who has the time these days?
Well, Reggie, what have you been doing?
This week I finally started the Kingdom Hearts collection that I got, and I started and beat all of the first one.
Nice.
It didn't take me very long at all. And then I also got my own Switch this week, so now our whole family has one, which means that I was able to start my Pokemon over, although I didn't actually start mine over. I just created a new profile and started a new one under a different profile because I couldn't pull myself to start that over. I had over 120 hours of gameplay in it. I have already completed all three Pokédexes. I had invested too much. I couldn't do it. I went to do it three different times, and after the third one, I was like, I can't do this. And then we looked up alternative ideas, and the best one was just to make another profile and play it that way, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And then we've been watching some movies as a family. We started the Alien franchise, so we watched Prometheus, Alien Covenant, Alien, Aliens, and we'll probably watch Aliens 3 tonight or tomorrow night.
Ooh, I need to see the Prometheus and Covenant.
Oh, they are. I mean, I know people have their own opinions on them, but I love both of them. I think they're so good. I just really loved them. And then also we've watched Mars Attacks, which I saw in theater when I was a kid.
Oh, I love that movie.
I did too, and it scared the crap out of me when I saw it in theaters.
I loved it then, and I love it now, and it holds up, and it was just as funny. And we also watched Detective Pikachu, which our kid had never seen before, so that was fun getting to watch that with him for the first time. And that's really been my week.
Very good. Like
a good week.
Well, I guess we'll go ahead and jump right into our ships.
Uh-huh. Let's do it.
So starting backwards with mine, my first one is the Axiom from WALL-E. it's basically just like a giant pleasure cruise ship where everything is done for you. To the point where they actually become like these giant slobs of gross gelatinous fat beings because they're so pampered on. But I just mm-hmm. love the ship, and I just thought that it was super pretty. And I don't know. I know that in the movie WALL-E, the what you call it, the steering wheel thing. What's his name? The co-pilot. There we go. The co-pilot kind of takes over as the bad guy and stuff, which is part of the ship. But just the ship itself. I like, you know, the idea of being able to go on a vacation to something like that instead of living there full time and becoming super fat and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the next one on my list is the gummy ship from Kingdom Hearts, which
Aww.
You can customize to make however you want. In the game, it's called the High Wind, but again, you can also customize it and change its name and stuff like that. But I really, the first time I ever played the Kingdom Hearts game, I didn't quite understand the mechanics of the gummy ship. So it was just like, finish those levels as fast as I can to get to the fun part. But this time I actually took time to configure my ship into something fun and to try to do something, you know, different with it. Normally when I'm doing stuff like that, I put as many guns and engines on it so I can just move as fast as I can and shoot as much as I can. Which is normally my strategy whenever I'm doing anything.
Does it belong to a certain character, or is it just whoever you have?
Well, I don't know who it technically belongs to, but Sora pilots it with Donald and Goofy, and then like Chip and Dale are the ones who kind of like maintain it for you.
Nice.
But and then the character from Final Fantasy, Cid, he, like, in the first one, and I'm pretty sure the second one, he, like, does upgrades to your ship, and, like, you can buy stuff from him and things like that.
Very cool.
My favorite version of it would have to be the third game, though, because that, when you're in the ship in the third game, it's very open world and space, and you can just fly around and look at whatever you want, which I found that to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Nice.
Next on my list is the one and only the Planet Express ship from Futurama.
Good news, everyone.
I love Futurama and I love that ship. And I also specifically am talking about when they install the personality chip in the ship and Sigourney Weaver is the voice and they start dating Bender.
I didn't know that was Sigourney Weaver.
I'm pretty sure it was Sigourney Weaver. Look, Bender tapers. Maybe I'm wrong, though. We'll have to Google that. Somebody Google that for us out there and let us know if we're right. But I really just thought that ship was, you know, you can't really think of Futurama without thinking of that ship, considering it was in the Futurama logo name of it. And mm-hmm. the whole premise of what the show originally started as was a delivery ship, which in the first couple seasons, they actually did do deliveries, but then they just stopped and were just doing crazy adventures.
Well, and then they were the Awesome Express for a while.
Mm-hmm. When that, I, for some reason in my mind, I remember it like being a different shade of green when I was younger, when I saw it on TV, but it could also be 90s television versus HD TV. next on my list is the ship from Discovery. Specifically speaking, this season's Discovery ship, where the warp nacelles are detached and just kind of float mm-hmm. with it. I'm not going to give too much away about this season at all, but the Discovery ship was is equipped with special abilities to jump through the
spore drive.
Yeah, the spore drive to jump through the mycelial network, so they can basically warp anywhere very, very quickly. I just think the ship is beautiful, and it could be that it's modern technology making the show, which makes it look better. But it's a beautiful ship, and don't get me wrong, I love all Star Trek ships, and it was really hard to pick what my favorite one was out of all of them, but I would have mm-hmm. I was being honest with myself, I would definitely say Discovery.
Nice.
All right, so this last one was controversial in my house because, well, for me, my number one favorite would have to be the TARDIS from Doctor Who. Time and relative dimension in space. So it's a spaceship mm-hmm. and it's a time traveling machine, and it looks like a blue phone box, and it's bigger on the inside than it is outside. My husband thinks that it is not a spaceship and that it shouldn't be classified as one, or maybe he doesn't think that, but he was arguing with me about whether it was an actual spaceship or not.
But it is totally a spaceship.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But for those of you who don't know what Doctor Who is, Doctor Who is an alien who travels around time and space, you know, and with his phone box, and typically a companion. And they're always getting into trouble, saving the day. I think it's been on since like the 40s or 50s or something like that. And there have been 13 different iterations of the Doctor.
Wow.
And every so often he'll get hurt. He or she will get hurt and go through a regeneration process and will change its form. And he, Doctor could be a male. It could be a female. It could be a ginger. It could be somebody with blonde hair. But the Doctor is a alien from outer space. Ooh, obviously. would not be able to be the show that it is without the TARDIS, because I feel like the TARDIS is like the heart of the show and everything mm-hmm. is around it taking place. But anyway, that's my list, my spaceships that I picked.
I like them.
Very good. I was going to ask you, which is your favorite doctor real quick? Do you have one?
Oh, my favorite doctor is the 10th doctor, David Tennant. Hands down. But it seems like whatever the first doctor you watched ends up being your favorite doctor. And for me, the first doctor I ever saw anything about was a David Tennant episode. I was like, oh, this show is cool. What is this? And then I went back and started watching. David Tennant, 10th Doctor, all the way. Oh, and then my honorable mention I forgot is Voyager.
Yay.
I could not say Voyager. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shane, did you do some trivia for us this week?
I do. I have some trivia questions that I hope you'll like. They're based all around pop culture, just a tad history this time, not so much. So we'll see. Ready for question number one?
Always.
Do we have someone keeping tally?
Yeah, I've got a little tally thing here for us.
Perfect. All right. Question number one. Captain Ahab used what ship to chase Moby Dick? Is it A, the Devil Dam, B, the Titbit, C, the White Whale, or D, the Pequod?
The Pequod.
Pequod?
Yes. Very nice, Tom. It was indeed the Pequod. Question number two.
Moby Dick?
Yes.
I have not.
I've read the abridged version.
I watched the movie.
I remember that part in Pagemaster where they fight the White Whale. That's about it.
I had to read it for 10th grade English.
Mm.
Yep. All right. Question number two. What was the name of the ship that was used in the Philadelphia experiment? Was it A, the USS Eldridge, B, the USS Timmerman, C, the USS Philadelphia, or D, the USS Discovery?
What was the second one?
The Timmerman.
That's what my guess is. I don't know.
I'm going to say the Philadelphia.
No, it was the Eldridge.
The Eldridge.
Yes, if you believe that that project actually took place, or at least was attempted, it was a USS Eldridge that was involved in that project that was also, once it was going on, it allegedly teleported and was spotted in Norfolk, Virginia, I believe it was, and then it reappeared back in Philadelphia. All right, question number three. Which one of these has the magic school bus never morphed into? The USS Enterprise, a steamboat, a pontoon, or a weather balloon?
A steamboat.
No.
I'm going to have to say pontoon.
No, it has been both of those. The correct answer was a weather balloon. It's never been a weather balloon.
Not even in the book?
I don't believe so.
Huh.
They were a hot air balloon, but they were never an actual weather balloon.
Oh, I was thinking a hot air balloon and a weather balloon were the same thing.
They are not.
I'm pretty.
All right, I think you guys will like these next set of questions. What is the name of the vehicle Anakin Skywalker piloted in episode one? Is it the Star Destroyer, the Pod Racer, the X-34 Land Speeder, or the Naboo Royal Starship?
Pod Racer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tom totally got that one. He knew what it was before you finished.
All right. Next question. Boba Fett's spacecraft was called the Slave One, the Sith Infiltrator, Death Star, or Carillion Corvette?
Slave One.
Yes. Moving right along, another Star Wars question. What's the name of the Rebel Alliance spaceship? Is it the AT-AT, X-Wing, Slave One, or Imperial Destroyer?
X-Wing.
Yes. Very good.
Finally doing well in one of these.
All right, next question. The USS Voyager from Star Trek Voyager is in what class? Is it an Excelsior, Akira, Intrepid, or Oberth?
Intrepid.
Excelsior.
Yes, Intrepid. Very good, Tom.
I guessed the heck out of that one.
That's what I thought it was, but then I was like, no, Excelsior. Which one is an Excelsior class?
All right. Well, you guys should hopefully enjoy these next ones, too, because they're another set all from the same thing. What is the name of the Planet Express ship from Futurama? Is it the Leland, the Planet Express Courier, Old Bessie, or the Farnsworth?
Old Bessie, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, wow. I had no idea that ship had a name. Thought it was just Planet.
I did not either until today.
Planet Express ship.
All right. Next question. Which one of these features was not a feature of Old Bessie, aka the Planet Express ship? Windshield wipers, an elephant locator, a gold sensor, or a giraffe net?
Gold sensor.
Yes.
I was going to say gold sensor.
It had all the rest of those. All right. How many pilots is the TARDIS designed to be piloted by? 5, 6, 10, or 11?
I was going to say 2.
11. 10?
No.
10?
6.
I know it's multiple. I couldn't think of how many it was because it was Rose, Mary Jane. Oh, God, it's been too long since I've seen that episode. I know exactly what episode you're talking about, too.
I mean, he could drive it without them, but it's designed for 6 pilots. All right, and last question. No multiple choice, so we'll see if you guys know it. What year did the space shuttle program end?
2011.
Yes, very good.
I remember talking about it in my dorm room.
Tom won.
Yay.
Well, that's very nice for me.
All right. Shane, you got your list ready?
I do believe so. All right. Let me scroll back to it. Yes. Okay. So starting with my list, I almost like thought of a last minute one, but I was like, nope, too late. So maybe if I remember the name, I can give it an honorable mention. But so on my list, my first one I have listed is the Poseidon from the Poseidon Adventure.
Is that the one that goes upside down?
It is. It is the one that goes upside down. And I think it gets hit by a tidal wave, correct?
Believe so.
I'm pretty sure that's the way, because I've seen so many like iterations of it. Sometimes it happens other ways, but I'm pretty sure it was originally a tidal wave. And that was my first disaster movie, which is why it's included on my list. And, you know, the movie, if it ever happened in real life, would be horrifying, but I love that movie so much. The original and the remake, like them both.
Nice. I don't think I've seen the remake. I know I saw the original for sure a couple mm-hmm. times. But I don't think I've seen the remake.
It's good. I like it. In fact, I have the DVD if you ever want to borrow it.
Might have to take you up on that. I wanted to see the new one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's good. It's worth it. Next on my list, the Magic School Bus, which is airship, naval ship, spaceship, whatever kind of ship it needs to be, among other things.
But it's a bus, though, isn't it? Like, what is it actually?
I mean, I guess it's kind of a bus, but we don't know because it can transform.
Yeah, that's true. It's like the TARDIS. You don't really know what it actually looks like.
I mean, it's a bus, but it can also rock the river of love.
Yes. It can be a blood cell. It can be a spacecraft. Many, many things. Not a weather balloon.
Where do you think she got the bus from? Is she like related to Mary Poppins and it like, you know, comes from some magic that Mary Poppins has too?
Oh my God, I have no clue. We do need an origin story on the bus.
I did see a theory that Miss Frizzle was actually a Time Lord from the Doctor Who universe, and it would make sense because the bus is able to change shapes and all that stuff, you know, and she does seem magical. Alien. Mm-hmm.
That is true, but I guess, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know.
No, we might not.
But it's one of my favorites from my childhood. I have watched the new one, which is kind of a pseudo-continuation, but I don't like that because it's the same kids and it's just supposed to be like the next year. But they have all these tech upgrades that would not have come from the next year in the 90s when they originally aired.
Yeah. I just remember watching one. I was going to say, I just remembered watching one episode of the Magic School Bus where they like power a Ferris wheel by shooting boulders at it. This is like, this is the most dangerous thing I've ever seen.
I remember that one.
Didn't the lady who write the Magic School Bus books recently die? Like last week?
Yeah. She did, and that's very, very sad.
It is sad. I hope kids still today read the books, because those really helped me out when I was a kid.
I'm just now finding out that they are books.
Really?
I'd only ever seen the videos.
Yes. Well, and fun other fact, because I have a massive DVD collection, the complete series of the first series I own on DVD, so.
Nice.
I think it's on Netflix, too, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe so. Next on my list, right in the middle, I had to mention it because it's my favorite villain, the Borg Cube. And it's literally a spacecraft that is a massive cube, and it's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, they're terrifying. You always know it's going to be a stressful episode when you see a cube or a sphere.
Yes. I'd rather do battle with a spear, because those cubes are massive.
Yeah, for sure.
I love them. I love how it looks like green. It's so mechanical. And like I said, the Borg, as we all know, is my favorite enemy. So I had to mention them. All right. And then my number two on my list is the magic bomber Christina from the Blue Pegasus Guild in Fairy Tale. This is a boat-like ship that flies and has Pegasus wings. And the magical guild that it belongs to is called Blue Pegasus. And the ship itself, like its pilot, is the leader of the guild. And he has this really wonky characterization in the anime where he has this like manly perfume, and their whole thing is like they're manly, but it's kind of a joke because his three strongest wizards are like a boy band, and then their strongest female wizard is kind of just eye candy. But the ship comes in handy and does a lot of things throughout the anime, not just Blue Pegasus, but they assist the Fairy Tale Guild as well. And I loved it, and you always knew that you count on that backup to come when they really needed it.
Did it come on its own, or did they summon it?
Blue Pegasus comes to Fairy Tale's aid. Like, they don't even really start off as enemies, because they know it's another guild that exists, and they do battle with it like in the Magic Guild games, but they've never really been enemies.
Oh, okay.
So anytime something major would be happening, and of course Fairy Tale would be on the forefront, Blue Pegasus would come in, and the Christina was always like the big thing that was like the equalizer for part of the battle. And then moving right along to my number one choice, probably not a surprise to anyone if you know me. It's my second Star Trek entry on my list, the USS Intrepid Voyager.
We have, it's not here. I can't pull it out and show you, but we have a Voyager and a Enterprise.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Voyager, like I mentioned before, that was like the Star Trek that I really got into, having just, you know, been introduced to my father through the previous ones. But Voyager was like mine and the one that I watched every week. So I don't know. I like that ship, and that ship also, the way it was designed, seems to kind of be, you know, it represents like the early 2000s, like when the show was airing. So every time I see it, you know, it's got a 90s vibe. So it's got the early 2000 vibe, and it's just my favorite starship. I love it.
It's a beautiful ship. Do you like, do you like the one from the, when they come back from the future to save them at the end with all of the upgrades and everything on it? You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Discovery?
No, the Voyager at the end of the series.
Yes. That series, like, it ended so perfectly for me, you know, being a huge Borg fan and loving Voyager as much as I do. So that last note the Voyager hit was perfect for me.
Yeah.
And also, there was a game, Task Force, Star Trek Voyager Task Force, that was on PC. It eventually got a very, very poor PS2 port that I had, and then I sold back to GameStop because it's not that bad. The PC version was amazing, and if you bought the expansion pack, you got to explore the entire ship on the PC version of the game.
Ooh.
Yes. So I still have my game. I still have the old disc if we could find a computer to play it. I love playing. I've played through it a couple of times. It's very fun.
Oh, cool. Is it like a shooter game? What kind of gameplay is it?
It is first-person shooter.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you do other things aside from shoot things, but yeah, you get the first-person perspective. It's really fun, and you end up on a Borg cube, so you know that was my favorite part, but...
Are you playing as a random person, or are you a character?
So the story, you're kind of like a random ensign person, but when you unlock the battle mode, you can be anyone from the Voyager show, like the Borg Queen, Janeway, Kes. They're all there.
Kes is my favorite.
Aw. I'm huge 7 of 9. She was my favorite.
Well, that is cool. We're going to have to find that game so we can... Or find some way of playing that game, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, we need to, and I wish they'd make a better port of it, because that battle part, you got to battle on different starships or different parts of Voyager, is really fun.
Nice.
And then finally, I have an honorable mention, but that's what I kind of wanted to change, and I can't remember the name of what I wanted to change. I guess I'm going to stick with what I originally wrote, because I didn't think of it the first time. So my honorable mention might be a little funny to a lot of people, because it's kind of from a classic TV show. But I put The Love Boat as my honorable mention, because I do feel like it's an iconic TV show that should be mentioned. And yeah, it was a successful series of its time.
On The Love Boat.
Exactly. And see, everyone knows something about it, even if it's just the name, the premise.
Oh, I've watched several episodes with my grandma and my grandpa back when I was a kid.
It always came on like
exactly. I almost included it on my list.
I was gonna say didn't it always like come on after MASH?
Probably.
Sometimes. I mean, I was reading up on it. Its original airing, I think it followed Fantasy Island, and then Fantasy Island quickly got canceled, and that kind of became the show. But yeah, I do really also enjoy that era of TV, so had to mention it. My honorable mention. And that's my list.
Nice.
Very nice. Well, Thomas, what's your list this week?
Well, it's not all Star Wars ships, but it is a lot of Star Wars ships. My number five, the TIE Fighter. I chose the TIE Fighter just because I feel like that's a pretty iconic spaceship from Star Wars. If you played the laser noise and the flying noise of a TIE Fighter to me, you know, it's one of those things I'd instantly be able to tell you what it is. I just feel like it's, you know, it was one of the first ships from Star Wars. So, seeing the, just all the things about it, I just feel like it's a really iconic spaceship. Next up, the Razor Crest from The Mandalorian, which is the Mandalorian ship.
The formerly known as Razor Crest.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it, but spoilers, it does blow up. But before it blows up, and this is the reason why I put it on the list, but it's like, it like starts off pretty nice, but by the time it blows up, it's just like a piece of junk being held together by like the bare bones. And it kind of reminds me of like just someone who had one of those beat up cars in high school that was like held together with duct tape. So it made me laugh when he would like be flying it and it was just shaking around him. I think one part it was held together with like spider webs.
I think it literally was just like spider web stuff, wasn't it?
He like took it to an aquatic like guy to fix it. Yeah. He came back; it was just like covered in like goo and webbing and leaves,
netting and stuff.
Yeah, and just you know, it's got some adorable moments with him and Baby Yoda on the ship, and Baby Yoda pressing buttons he's not supposed to press.
Baby Yoda.
Next one, Rogue One from the movie Rogue One. I've talked about Rogue One 1,000 times, and by 1,000, probably mm-hmm. like 3 times on this podcast. But probably my favorite Star Wars movie, and just movie of all time. I actually watched it on New Year's Day as like my first movie of the New Year's, just because it's just a great movie. But Rogue One is the call sign when the main characters are going to steal the plans for the Death Star, basically without permission. They just kind of had to do it because they had to act. They are taking a stolen Imperial shuttle and they get in it, and the rebels are like, who's in this ship? What's your call sign? You're not authorized to take this ship. And they say, our call sign's Rogue One. But just the whole, like, the ship that carried them to that mission that literally started Star Wars, saved the galaxy from the Death Star by getting the plans for that. It was, it's just iconic to me. And then on top of that, when they get there to where the Death Star plans are, the main character, Jyn, gives a speech just about how it's, you know, no one knew they were coming, and the odds were stacked against them, but they were just going to keep taking their chances until they won or they ran out of chances. And that line specifically gives me the chills. Maybe it's just because it kind of feels like a good sports quote as well. But just in general, Rogue One, even if you're not a Star Wars fan, you got to go see it. It's so good.
It's a fantastic movie. It really is.
And sad, absolutely crushing, but still a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, The Event Horizon from the movie Event Horizon.
Ooh,
very nice.
The portal ship.
Yeah, have y'all seen that one?
Oh yeah, many. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to spoil the movie for people because it's a great movie. If you can get your hands on it, I think it might be streaming still. But
yeah.
I bought the DVD. It's a really underrated movie. It apparently had a lot of production like political BS that caused a bunch of cool scenes to be cut out, and it was a very watered down version that made it to theaters, but it's still really good. But basically there's a ship called the Event Horizon, and the dude from Jurassic Park, I forget his name.
I think it's Sam Neill.
Sam Neill was like the designer of it. And the whole thing was, it was supposed to travel faster than the speed of light by creating a black hole, basically, that the ship would just travel through and make it just point-to-point travel. And on its maiden voyage, it completely disappeared and was considered like the biggest space tragedy in the history of space travel. And basically the official report it disappeared and no one knows what happened. But what really happened is they tested the gravity drive, which is the thing that makes the black hole, and the ship went into, I guess, what they say is hell. And and then the movie specifically starts with them going to get, or the ship just reappearing out of nowhere. And so I can't think of his name, but Morpheus.
Sam is Fishburne or Neil?
Lawrence Fishburne. I'm so bad with names right now. His crew is basically sent out to go investigate it, and basically wherever the ship came back from, it brought something back with it, and basically the ship is alive and has its own agenda, and just eerie, really well done for a space horror movie. A lot of people look at me weird when I say one of my favorite movies is a sci-fi horror movie, but it's a good one. And it's just, I mean, just looking at the Event Horizon, it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's good though.
It is. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Probably one of my favorite horror movies of all time. Actually probably the favorite horror movie of all time. So I'm sure I'll talk about it again when we do favorite horror movies eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And then my number one is actually a real ship, but the Saturn V rocket, which took humans to the moon. It's it's amazing to me in so many different ways. It was back in the 60s and the 70s, and it's still considered the most powerful rocket ever designed in the history of the world, despite all of the technological advances. And just the idea that we strapped people to 36-story tall missiles and shot them into space using the technology that is basically like a calculator nowadays. But just everything that went into that rocket, people always talk about like, well, if we've been to the moon, why haven't we been back? It was because, first of all, like the people who designed that rocket, a lot of them have retired or died. And, a lot of that knowledge actually died with them. But also it's just, at the time, we were investing so much money into space travel compared to now, and it was just absolutely amazing with the technology we had at the time that we made it to the moon. It still holds the record for the largest payload ever delivered to space. It
also launched the Skylab.
Yeah, it launched Skylab. It burned more fuel in a second than Charles Lindbergh's plane used in his entire journey. But it's bananas to me that we designed something like that so long ago and we still have yet to really top it. Like they are just now using it as a model for like the newer ships that they're using for possible Mars exploration, but they're actually looking in and studying the same engines that were on the Saturn V, which are F1 engines. It's like the most powerful rocket engine ever created. But I always talk about tattoos I'm going to get, never get them, but I would definitely like to get a Saturn V rocket tattooed somewhere on my body at some point, because it's a beautiful rocket and it just has, it's all inspiring to me.
Very nice.
That is so cool.
And that is my list. My honorable mention is Frigate, the GoldenEye level. Do y'all remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Just the boat. It was the boat level in GoldenEye, but it was probably one of the more fun levels in that game, and had to put it on there.
Very nice. That one can never be forgotten.
The whole game can never be forgotten.
We're going to have to figure out if they ported that on any system or anything, or get it for the emulator so we can play soon.
I feel like they have it, and I think I read that part of it is getting the rights to Pierce Brosnan.
Well, let's start a campaign of tweeting at Pierce Brosnan to make a happen.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Make up for being the bad guy in Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's right. Well, that was a really good list this week. I get excited about ships. I was surprised that nobody had the Black Pearl on there from Pirates of the Caribbean. I really thought one of the three of us would have put that. I don't know why.
Nope.
I just thought about it.
I didn't think about that one that much, but I'm not that into Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like the first one, but my father kind of ruined me on those movies because he watched it again and again. And again, and again, and I'm pretty sure he's watched it over 1,000 times, and it just kind of ruined it for me. And he's like that with all of them, so I can't with Pirates of the Caribbean anymore.
I will say we played the score in high school orchestra, and that was probably one of the most fun orchestra songs I ever played.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, I only was able to do Titanic, so that was my big one. Yours is way cooler.
I don't know. The Titanic song would have been sweet.
Like this.
It's a challenging piece. I'm sure that one was too.
Well,
this was a good week, guys. Do we have anything we need to mention before we hop off? Shane?
Already gave Mason a shout out, but if you are listening to this, go check out his book, 34 Degrees, correct?
Yes, available on lulu.com or at major bookstores such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million. Bam.
Boom.
You can also find us online on social media at Total Nerd List, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com. We'll reply. We want to hear your guys' lists. So yeah. Let us know, at least let us know what you hoped were on our list and maybe weren't.
Absolutely. Speaking of lists, I do have a list from one of our subscribers from last week with the video games.
Nice.
Yes.
Lindsay sent it to me, and she said for the N64, Mario Party 1, 2, and 3, Pokemon Snap, Diddy Kong Racing, Mario Kart, and Banjo and Kazooie. And then for a PlayStation 1, she put Crash Team Racing, Para Papa the Rapper, Street Fighter, Tony Hawk, Final Fantasy VII, and then Final Fantasy IX.
All good games.
I want to play Diddy Kong Racing so bad right now.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I have it for the DS, as well as my N64 copy still.
Oh, wow.
Oh, does your N64 work?
Mm-hmm.
My works, too. Next time we get together, we should bring both of them and play some stuff.
Yes. I don't know. Like, you mentioned your controllers work better, and I don't know how many of mine do. So, well, our powers combined.
Yeah, we have four, so hopefully at least a couple of them work.
Yes, I have like 8, and like I said, it's been a while, and I'm pretty sure one or two still works, but.
Well, thanks, guys. I guess yeah. See you next week.
Yes, see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.